Him exalt the host of heaven. Let angels ministry of God exalt. Let the triumph of salvation sound. Our mighty King's triumphant, be glad, let the earth be glad as glory floods her. Ablaze with light from her eternal King, let all corners of the earth be. Going in into gloom and darkness, rejoice, let Mother Church also rejoice. Array with the lightning of His glory, let His holy building shake. The mighty voice of the people, voices of the people. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, with ardent love of mind and heart, and with devoted service of our voice to acclaim our God, invisible, the Almighty Father. And Jesus Christ our Lord, His Son, His only begotten, who for our sake paid Adam's debt to the eternal Father, and pouring out His own dear blood, wipe clean the record of our ancient sinfulness. These then are the feasts of Passover. In which is slain the Lamb, the one true Lamb, whose blood anoints the doorpost of believers. This is the night when once we led our forebear Israel's children from slavery in Egypt, and made them pass dry side through the Red Sea. This is the night that the pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. This is the night that even now throughout the world set Christian believers apart from worldly vices. And from the gloom of sin leading them to grace and joining them to His Holy One. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose, yes, victorious from the underworld. Our birth would have been no gain had we not been redeemed. O wonder of your humble care for us. O love, O charity beyond all telling, to ransom a slave you gave away your son. Oh, truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. Oh, happy folks that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. Oh, truly blessed night, worthy alone to know the time when hour when Christ rose from the underworld. This is the night of which it is written, the night shall be as bright as day, dazzling is the night for me, and full of gladness. The sanctifying power of this night dispels wickedness, washes faults away, restores innocent to the fallen, and joy to mourners. Drives out hatred, fosters concord, and brings down the mighty. On this your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering. The work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening of sacrifice, of praise, this gift from your most holy church. But now we know the praises of this pillar, which glowing fire ignites from God's honor, a fire into many flames divided. Yet never dimmed by sharing its light, for it is fed by melting wax drawn out by mother bees, a torch so precious. Oh, truly blessed night when things of heaven are wed to those of earth and divine to the human. Therefore, Lord, we pray that this candle, hallowed to the honor of your name, may preserve undimmed. To overcome the darkness of this night, receive it as a pleasing fragrance and let it mingle in the light of heaven. May this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets. Christ, your Son, who coming back from death's domain has shed his peaceful light in humanity and lives and reigns forever.